Les colloques du Collège de France.
Good morning. Thank you for this invitation. My talk is about the effect of low dose of radiation on hematopoietic stem cells. So first, I want to define what is a low dose. Low dose ranges from a few milligray up to 100 milligray, and this is mainly associated with medical imaging procedures. Recently, large epidemiological studies show that a small but significant increase in leukemia risk was observed after low-dose irradiation. So HSC, hematopoietic stem cells, reside in the bone marrow, where they sustain the blood production throughout life, thanks to properties, self-renewal and multilineage differentiation. And the most adult HSC remain quiescent for a long period, and this state helps the cells to protect from stress and maintain their long-term properties. These cells are very sensitive to oxidative stress, DNA damage, and irradiation, and moderate and high doses are relatively well described with DNA damage, apoptosis, senescence, and bone marrow failure. But the biological consequences of low doses on hematopoietic stem cells are not well characterized. And this is the purpose of this talk. And the central question is if the loaders can alter the HSC when even we don't observe cytotoxicity. So to address this question, we use two complementary experiments. First, we studied the cell intrinsic response of HSC after ex vivo irradiation. So in the setting, HSC are isolated from the bone marrow and irradiated at 20 milligray. And we measure in the cells a direct effect of HSC in a quiescent HSC or when we stimulate their proliferation. Second, we evaluate the HSC response to low dose when we are in their native bone marrow microenvironment. Isolated hematopoietic stem cells irradiated to 20 milligray. Shortly after this irradiation, we observe an increase of mitochondria loss, and this increase is a link to communication between endoplasmic reticulum and mitochondria. Using specific inhibitors, which inhibits endoplasmic reticulum stress, or which block the flux, the calcium flux between endoplasmic reticulum and mitochondria, we observe that low-dose irradiation induces an immediate endoplasmic reticulum which promote the transfer of calcium from endoplasmic reticulum to mitochondria and increase mitochondrial loss. Inhibitors allow to regulate mitochondrial calcium and mitochondrial loss. So we observe in same time accumulation of protein oxidation. First, we investigate how the cells respond to this immediate stress, And we observe shortly after irradiation activation of NRF2 pathway with its translocation at 2 hours with transcription of NRF2 target genes. We also observe activation of proteostasis pathway, including autophagy and ERAD, but we did not observe activation of unfold protein response, indicating that the ER stress is low, but as a result of activation of all these pathway, we observe 2 hours after irradiation, return to the basal level of oxidized protein and mitochondrial ROS. In this short time after irradiation, we did not observe apoptosis in these cells. So we investigate how the hematopoietic stem cells response to the stress when we are stimulated to proliferate. This is an important point because hematopoietic stem cells are often in question, but during regeneration, inflammation, or transplantation, they enter in cell cycle. So isolated hematopoietic stem cells are cultured with cytokine, which stimulate their proliferation. 6 days after irradiation, 6 days after culture, we observe that all cells enter in the cell cycle, and we observe in irradiated HSC an increase of mitochondrial ROS, which is dependent of endoplasmic reticulum stress. Using 4-PBA, we observe a return of basal level of mitochondrial ROS, and this increase is dependent of upload of calcium. At this timing, we observe in cells accumulation of oxidized protein and protein aggregation. So, we investigate how the cells respond to this stress, and we observe that cells activate the unfolding protein response, and they activate specifically the branch PEC ATF4. We observe translocation of ITF4 and increase expression of target gene of this ATF4. And we observe in same time activation of NRF2 pathway with its translocation in irradiated cells. That we observe is an increase in irradiated proliferative cells. We observe an increase metabolism, mitochondrial metabolism, with increased mitochondrial activity, including increased mass, mandrel potential, oxygen consumption, and ATP production. So, and in this timing, we did not observe apoptosis in irradiated HSC. So we conclude that hematopoietic stem cells adapt their metabolism to proliferate and to survive. So, we investigate the consequence of functional long-term consequence of this increase of ROS. We perform a transplantation experiment. So isolated HSC were irradiated and transplanted in a recipient mice, and 1 month after transplantation, during the regeneration phase where all hematopoietic stem cells are in proliferation, we observe in these cells, in irradiated cells, an endoplasmic reticulum stress with upregulation of the ATF4 pathway, and we observe an increase in ROS. And 4 months after transplantation, we observe a persistence when the cells, hematopoietic stem cells at this timing return to quiescence. And we observe a persistent endoplasmic stress with activation of unfold protein system, but this time the branch which is activated is IRE alpha XBP1, and we observe increase ROS in the cells, but we didn't observe we observe a maintain of the number of HSC. Pre-treatment of the cells with 4-PBR, which is an inhibitor of ER stress, before irradiation and transplantation, rescue the level of ROS. To further test the function of HSC, we perform secondary transplantation. We test the self-renewal capacity of HSC, and four months after secondary transplantation, we observe a dramatic decrease of number of HSC, and this dramatic number of HSC is due to a persistent of endoplasmic reticulum stress with activation of unfold protein response, in particular the branch IRE1 XBPA, and we observe increased ROS in these cells. And when you rescue with 4-PBA, we observe a return of a number of HSC at the normal. At first transplantation, we did not observe apoptosis, senescence, or chromosomal abnormality, indicating that the mechanism which is developed at low dose is different was observed at high doses. And low dose drive a sustained endoplasmic reticulum and oxidative stress, which leading to defective self-renewal HSC and leading progressively to their exhaustion. So, in this part of this studies, we show that hematopoietic stem cells are very sensitive to direct action of low dose irradiation, and we investigate what happens when the cells are irradiated in the native microenvironment. So, mice was irradiated at the same dose, 20 milligrays, and a short time after irradiation, we isolated HSC, and we did not observe an increase of ROS. And 4 months after post-TBI, we did not observe ROS, indicating that the microenvironment can protect the cells from low-dose irradiation. The HSC number is normal, and we performed transplantation experiment, and we observe a normal function of HSC. So that we observe is that the microenvironment can protect the cells, but its protection is not absolute. When we simulate when we perform in irradiation in context of inflammation, where the mice were before irradiation treated with interferon to stimulate the inflammation and stimulate the proliferation of HSC, we observe. We observe 4 months after post-TBI, a reduce in the number of HSC and an increase of oxidative stress in these cells. This inflammatory context is a point important because a patient when the patient was in the context in clinical imaging, the patient are not always in a well condition, and so the microenvironment is not. Cannot play the full protection of hematopoietic stem cells. So, to conclude this work, we show that a low dose of radiation triggers an endoplasmic reticulum mitochondria stress response in HSC. This is initiated with endoplasmic stress, calcium transfer, and this increase in mitochondrial ROS. Depending on the state of the cells in question, as HSC, the endoplasmic reticulum is managed rapidly, but in proliferative or regenerative cells, the stress, the endoplasmic reticulum stress is persistent, as well as oxidative stress. And what we observe, we studied if in this context, after transplantation, we studied, we investigate if low dose irradiation leave. Memory in the cells, irradiated cells, in molecular memory in the irradiated cells. So we perform DNA methylation studies and ATAC-seq analysis, and we show 4 months after irradiation and transplantation in we show 4 months after irradiation and transplantation in irradiated HSC, global hypomethylation after low dose irradiation, and this change in epigenetic is rescued partially with treatment with 4-PBA. And in contrast, chromatin accessibility seems not to be modified. So we conclude that low-dose irradiation act as to maintain endoplasmic reticulum endoplasmic, and they induce epigenetic changes. So, in consequence, the functional, the defect of the function of HSC observed at long term is associated with persistent ER stress and DNA hypomethylation. So, this finding raises many questions. And among them, we wonder if we perform a repeated dose of low dose, what are the limits of bone marrow protection? And the second question is, what is the relevant human relevance? Are these mechanisms what we observe conserved in the human HSC? In our lab, we already have published an article where we found that human HSC are very sensitive to low-dose irradiation, and they display loss of self-renewal, but the mechanisms are not well described as yet. So thank you for this attention. I want to thank Paul-Henri Roméo, which is initiator of this project and sustain this project, and Françoise Fugno, which welcomed me in our lab, and all members of this lab. And I want to particular thanks Stéphanie, Federica, and Daniel, which participated in this work.
Collège de France, le savoir en illimité. Retrouvez tous nos contenus audio et vidéo sur notre site collège-de-france.fr, les plateformes de podcast et nos chaînes YouTube.